Hey, I'm Adanya.
Hey, I'm Kaylin.
Hey, I'm Jalea.
And I'm Tamara, and you're listening to
The End of the Alphabet.
This week, we're talking about the research on the use of virtual reality in therapy. Virtual reality is a computer-generated stimulated environment that is experienced by sensory stimuli. It can be interacted with in a seemingly real or physical way.
Virtual reality in therapy gives a therapeutic release. It uses technology to place clients in virtual atmospheres where they are exposed to what can cause them fear or anxiety. Virtual reality being used in therapy somewhat resembles exposure therapy because it exposes a client to uncomfortable situations head-on to help them with their healing process. Virtual reality in therapy was designed to take exposure therapy to a next level. Examples of ways that virtual reality can be effective would be for things like fear of flying, exam anxiety, public speaking anxiety, pain management, depression, and body image issues. Overall, virtual reality has a 90% success rate in treating phobias and anxieties. It is combined with cognitive behavior therapy and biofeedback to be effective. It is still a relatively new situation as being introduced into the therapeutic field. How much it costs to get virtual reality therapy depends on the type of equipment used and what the treatment is for. For example, a virtual reality stimulation called Virtual Iraq is about $5,600 US, and it seeks to help soldiers returning from war. Virtual reality therapy is becoming a common trend and an alternative for other therapeutic measures. You will probably see a lot more of it in the next 5 years considering our growing technological society. Whenever you Google where to go in order to get virtual reality therapy, it seems to appear more on city areas. There are 3 directly in New York City and 1 in Decatur, Georgia. The names of the places in order to go receive virtual reality therapy are Virtually Better Incorporated, Virtual Reality Therapy with Joseph A. Hirsch, Virtual Reality Exposure Therapy for Phobia, Virtual Reality Exposure Therapy.
Virtual reality therapy can be used to treat post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Virtual reality exposure therapy was used to treat Vietnam veterans. 10 male Vietnam veterans took part in a clinical trial. All of the veterans sat in 8 to 16 sessions, and they were all exposed to 2 virtual reality environments. One of the generated stimulations included a virtual helicopter flying over Vietnam in a clearing surrounded by a jungle. Each of the veterans had a 6-month follow-up appointment, and they all had decreases in their PTSD symptoms. However, it seemed as though that the symptoms were significantly lower after 3 months versus 6 months.
Virtual realities also help with ADHD. ADHD is more prone in children, and with the VR headsets, they help create environments that decrease a child's constant movements by calming them down and helping them be more awake. Virtual reality simulations can be an alternative to the medicine used for this disorder. With the use of virtual reality, it can help remove distractions by creating a safe environment for children. It also helps to hold their attention longer. ADHD is prone to having excessive movement and constant mistakes that are conducted by the individual, but with virtual reality, it can help to reduce these problems. With virtual reality, it can also help them to adapt to their environments and help them grow, as well as reduce their omissive errors and the reaction times. Even though virtual reality is being tested on children at the moment, there is a possibility that it can help other people in other age groups.
Virtual reality therapy can also be used to help people that suffer from depression. Virtual reality therapy can help those with depression by decreasing their lack of ability to feel pleasure or their lack of interest in things. It helps people with depression by putting them into pleasant or peaceful scenarios, such as a virtual time at the beach or going to a concert, and it helps the patients pay more closely attention to the positive parts. And it helps the patients learn how to plan positive activities, invest time in them, and focus on the good feelings in the process. and helps them convey these emotions into their real life and possibly helps them curb their depression.
Not only are there interpersonal options for VR, but there are also apps. For example, Anarchnophobia offers self-guided exposure therapy for those who have an irrational fear of spiders. There's also an app for fear of heights. It's called Reduced Plank Experience. It places you on a plank that is 80 stories above ground. For those who have a fear of speaking, there is an app called Limelight, which gives you an option of appearing in a business meeting, a small classroom, or in a large hall as you give your speech. You can select the audience size and even adjust the mood of the audience. For some, relaxation is one of their greatest challenges. Therefore, there is an app called Deep, which encourages a sense of tranquility by placing the user in a serene underwater world. There is another app called Guided Meditation VR, which gives the user a choice of peaceful environments from around the world. Relax VR is an iPhone app that allows the user to enjoy a wide range of calming visual sound experiences such as beach, ocean, wind, waves, streams, crickets, and more.
Considering that virtual reality therapy is still relatively new and the technology is also new, the risks or negative aspects of using virtual reality therapy have not been mentioned yet, and everything has had positive impacts on the patients so far, for at least a little while.
Join us next week for our last podcast when we talk about stressors and coping skills among high school students.
Hey, Julia.
What?
Why was Pavlov's hair so soft?
I don't know why.
Because he conditioned it.
Ba-dunch.